5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it.
I was just told I wasn't live on YouTube, and I'm sitting there going off. All right, so we should be live everywhere. Let me just double check that we should be good. All right. So where was I? Washington, D.C. There's a particular location that a lot of Trump supporters would visit, and it's called Harry's. It's Harry's Restaurant in D.C. And a lot of us would go there to, you know, to hang out, to mingle, to talk. And because of the whole COVID situation, the pandemic, they made it to where Trump supporters can't go inside. And I think they brought it down to this 25 people inside the restaurant and a few people outside because they put seating outside. Well, other than that, all the Trump supporters just hang out on the street. And the police would not allow the Trump supporters to just hang out on the street. And there could be thousands of them. They're constantly saying that you need to get on the sidewalk, basically telling all the Trump supporters to get on the sidewalk. So then that way they can make it look like it's not that many Trump supporters there. Now, over at the BLM Trash Plaza, they block it all off so that BLM and Antifa can go in there and by the thousands just stand wherever it is that they want. And it's all due to the tyrant mayor in Washington, D.C. That's what it's all about there. 100%. Now, for every single time that I visited D.C. and I'm sitting there, you know, walking around in the streets of D.C. and we see Antifa and BLM, they're on the other side, you know, behind the police officers, the same police officers that they scream that they want to defund. And the police officers are essentially like, they say, well, you know, they stand behind the police officers and they throw stuff at Trump supporters and they're basically in their safe space, you know, behind the police officers. These people are discriminating against Trump supporters. 100%. And, you know, you hear a lot of the left. I hear this all the time from the left. They say all these judges have thrown the cases out because there's nothing there. They throw them all out. You know the reason why they throw them out? Is because these judges, they don't want. Now, hear me out. These judges say that they do not want to get involved in a political discussion, a political debate, a political fight. And what has happened with that? These Democrats, these socialist, communist liberals, every last one of them have taken that to their advantage. And what do I mean by that? Because they have taken everything, and I'm talking about the left, and they have politicized it. Everything. They have politicized all of it. So what they do is they end up committing these crimes. For example, the same crime that we've seen took place on November 3rd, that evening. We've seen the crimes. We've seen the videos. There's the affidavits. But because the left has politicized it, these judges don't want to hear it or even listen to the case at all because they politicized it. And it's been like that for years. So the left figure, oh, we can commit these crimes, politicize it, and the judge will just throw it out. Shame on every single one of you judges and every single one of you lawyers that allow this to happen. Shame on you. The same way that the Democrats could not pass laws in Congress, they would take it over to the Supreme Court. And then the Supreme Court would rule on it. And then the Supreme Court would make it the law of the land when the Supreme Court is not supposed to make any laws. The Democrats use it to their advantage to get what they want. Same thing happened here. They commit these crimes. They break the law. And all they do is turn around and politicize it. And then the judge don't want to hear it. They throw it out. Shame on every last one of you that took an oath to be a judge, to be a lawyer, to allow these criminals to commit these criminal acts, and you refuse to pay attention to it. The country is becoming completely lawless because of that very fact. So when they say, oh, they're throwing them all out because there's nothing there. No, there's actually something there. They're only not looking at it because they have politicized it. That's it. So the country is going down a route of being lawless because of the Democrats. Their whole agenda is to do away with law and order. And President Trump called it out. He called it out. He blew the trumpet on that as well. When Joe Biden was on the debate stage, President Trump and Joe Biden on the debate stage, President Trump asked Joe Biden to say law and order together. He refused to do it. He refused to do it. And the reason why he refused to do it, because he wants mayhem. He wants disorder, because they want to tear it all down and supposedly build it back better. See, the globalist agenda is bigger than we all can imagine. What we're seeing happening here is bigger than President Trump. Let's just take President Trump out of the equation. Let's just take him out of the equation for just a second here. What do you think is going to happen? It could have been anybody in office. And we are right now fighting between what is good and what is bad, between good and evil, what is right and what's wrong. That is the fight, because President Trump can only be president for 8 years total. 8 years total. But the fight continues past that, beyond that. And they know this. That's the reason. And right now, President Trump is doing so many positive things for this country to bring President Trump back into it. They can't stand it, and they don't want it, because they say right now is the time to implement this one world order. My goodness, everybody. My goodness. What we're seeing happening right now in our country, in our nation, is like no other time before now. It's like no other time. January 6th, President Trump is sounding the trumpet. You understand what I'm telling you? That's the reason why they don't want us to come there. They're trying to make it already. And I've seen articles already from the Criminal News Network and the rest of them talking about, if you do not get vaccinated, you cannot travel. Do you see what's happening here? Do you see it? And then you have people that are willing, neighbor, to snitch on neighbor, because the neighbors are having a party, so they call the cops to snitch on them. It's the same thing that happened in Nazi Germany. We're seeing it all again. And it just so happened to be the leftists during Nazi Germany were doing all the tyrannical things then. And now we have these leftists today in the year 2020, about to be year 2021, doing the same tyrannical things. Except for now, they're using a plandemic. They're forcing all of us to go against the U.S. Constitution as much as possible. The U.S. Constitution and communism cannot coexist on the same continent. It doesn't work. That's why you've heard many Democrats talking about the U.S. Constitution needs to go away, or it needs to be rewritten, because they say it's an out-of-date document. This is the left saying it. It's not me. They're saying, I'm only repeating what they're saying. And I guarantee you talk to any socialist Democrat out there, any single one of them, they will all say that the U.S. Constitution should be revised. Every last one of them. Tell me I'm wrong. Prove it. Prove it. I've heard them plenty of times. And I've even asked that question just to see what they're going to say. And they say, yeah, you know what? There should be some changes to it. They're saying this, people. We are on the verge, and I said this so many times before the election. I said it so many times going down this road. I saw it coming, and I kept talking about it. I had people sitting there telling me, Will, you're just fear-mongering. Will, you're saying something that's not actually true. And here we are. I put out these memes and I put out these conversations with, you know, different conversations that I would have with people. And I'm going to tell you something. And I had reservations about telling you this. I love my parents. I honor my parents. I don't disrespect my parents. I don't call my parents out of name, character, or anything. I never have done that. And I never will. But it hurts me that my parents believe that Joe Biden is the answer. Both my parents. I have conversations with my parents because I don't want to lose communication with them, regardless of how angry they get with me because I support President Trump. But it just makes me think about what it says. Let me show you something. Or better yet, I got to read something to you. And this is exactly where we are right now, everybody. This is it. And I'm not the only one. So everyone is going to be able to relate to this. Everybody's going to be able to relate to this. Because just because it talks about mother and father, it doesn't stop there. It also consists of our friends, our loved ones, other family members. It consists of those. But it hits home when it talks about the mother and father. Now, I'm going to read this to you. And this is so today. And it's increasing. I love my parents. But this is what it says in Luke 12, 53 to 56. This is our life today, people. This is not something that's coming. And I'm not coming on here trying to say I'm a prophet or anything. I'm not doing that. I'm seeing the writing on the wall. Luke 12, 53 through 56. They will be divided. Father against son. Son against father. Mother against daughter. Daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. You understand? See, it's covering the bases. And it also means your friends and your other extended family members. This is telling you that it's all of us, because we're either a father or mother, in-law to one another. You understand what I'm saying? We all have or had a mother or a father at some point. There's no way around it. Unless you were a test tube, there's no way around it. But even then, technically, you could say the doctor, I guess. But anyways, I digress. It goes on to say, he said to the crowd, when you see a cloud rising in the west, immediately you say, and you could talk about the whole global warming thing, right? They all talk about the global warming, the clouds and the storms and everything. When you see the clouds rising in the west, immediately you say it's going to rain, and it does. And when the south wind blows, you say it's going to be hot, and it is, right? Because they all say based on the science, they all grasp to the science, and the left, they reject God constantly, right? They constantly reject God. It goes on to say, hypocrites, you know how to interpret the presence of the earth and the sky. How is it that you don't know how to interpret this present time? I didn't write this. Luke 12, 53 to 56. This is happening now, people. It's not something that's coming. This is happening now. And I put this meme out, and I put it on Instagram, and I put it in various places. And one person sent me a comment because talking about, you know, I put it out there. I said the spirit of the Antichrist is alive and well, and you can see it through the left. And this person sent me a message back saying, oh, so is that easy to see the evil? I said, the spirit of the Antichrist is alive and well. You can see it through the left because they reject everything of God. And they know this, and they continuously want to reject everything of God. What's happening in our country is not just the United States of America. It is happening throughout the world. This is the one world order that people used to always talk about was like a conspiracy theory. Oh, it's just, you know, a fairy tale, not going to happen. Oh, or it's going to happen, not in my lifetime. How many of you said that before? How many of you still saying it? With everything happening right before your eyes, how many people still saying that? Here's another one. And I tell you, I pick up the Bible and it's just, God just throws the words out there. I mean, it's just God's word is so amazing. Listen to this. This is God in the working right now, everybody. This is the time. It's not coming. It's here. It's here. This one is Romans 13, 11 through 12. Listen to this. Listen. If you ever wonder how does the Bible pertain to you today, this is it. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is near. Now then, when we first believed. You understand? The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Do you understand where we are? My goodness. It's like I could just take a camera and just make a script and show this, and people would be like, no, that's possibly not happening. It's so amazing to see all this stuff happening, and it's so surreal. And you know how they get away with all of the lies? By lying to so many people and so many people believing the lies. You know how they get away with it? Because something so elaborate takes place, like November 3rd. Something so elaborate that most people that can't comprehend beyond what they're being told by the liberal media can't never believe that something so elaborate could take place. Never in a million years. That couldn't take place. Seriously? You mean to tell me all these people would be coordinated to make this happen? It's no way. It's no way. What they don't understand is because their lack of understanding is that the demonic spirit that has been poured out onto people's minds right now throughout the nations, there is a demonic spirit right now that it has a presence like never before in our life, in the history of the world, never before like now. It's so crazy because people believe the lies. Because they never believed that something so elaborate would take place. And then you have so many people putting out different information, different stories, and people don't understand and people don't believe what they see. But they, for some reason, they believe the lies that they hear. It's because of the times that we're in. There's a reason why President Trump is asking everyone to show up to DC that's able, that's capable. There's a reason why. And it's not for us to tear up the city. No, not at all. That's not it at all. Because we love this nation. We want the nation to remain beautiful. We want everyone to continue to have their freedoms. That's so us tearing the country up, tearing it up, that's not the agenda. We don't want to do the same thing the left has been doing. Have they been demonstrating New York, Seattle, Atlanta, Detroit, Michigan, Portland? We don't do that. Because if we did, we would have been tearing it up already based on them, what they've already done November 3rd. But see, the reason why that doesn't take place because we believe in Almighty God. We believe in Almighty God, and we understand that this is a spiritual war and it's a spiritual battle that we're in right now. We know this. Now, I know there's a couple people that, you know, thinking that it's about to get extremely hot for the second Civil War. A lot of people think it's about to get extremely hot. Extremely hot. And some people believe January 6th is going to be it. The only way that any violence would happen in D.C. on January 6th is if it's Antifa, BLM, and these communist socialist Democrats show up to be violent. Stay home. You're not invited. All of you on the left, you're not invited unless you have woken up and you realize what's happening here. There are many Democrats out there, mind you, people that still call themselves Democrats that are seeing what's taking place here and can't believe it. And if you are a Democrat, you should be screaming, saying, we need to investigate this now, not later, because the integrity of our election is about to go away if it's not already gone completely. You understand what I'm saying? Because if Democrats did this, what they did in November 3rd, what's to stop another party in the future from doing it again? Where's the integrity? The United States of America, when people saw our election, people marveled behind it because we had election integrity. Now, it was never perfect. But this, what's happening right here, is beyond stupid. It's beyond stupid. And President Trump is doing the right thing by not conceding, by not stepping down, by giving up. See, they did this with the wrong man. They did this with a man that was put in office by God Almighty. There's a difference. We're living it. If the Bible wasn't written when it was, we would be a part of it. But we are still part of history that's being made. We are that generation, I truly believe, what the Bible refers to, that all of these events are going to take place. And I'm not just basing it off of our election. See, a lot of people get confused by that. It's not just because, oh, America's going through this election cycle, so it must be like the end days or the end time. That's not it at all. A lot of people don't even know about the earthquakes that are taking place across the planet. A lot of people don't know about the locusts that are eating up crops by the millions of acres on a biblical scale. A lot of people don't see different events take place. And you know what? President Trump has been the only president in our lifetime, in the lifetime of the United States of America, of the world, that have publicly said that Jerusalem is the capital to Israel. And move the embassy there for the Israelis. First time in history. So if you know anything about the Bible, it talks about what's going to take place during the end times, that the temple, the third temple, will be built. And in the Bible, it talks about the dimensions of the third temple, the inner court and the outer court. It talks about it. A lot of people don't know. In Israel, they already have all of the furniture. They have everything ready for it. They have all of it built, just ready to go. Just ready to go. We are living in that time, everybody. But we can't be afraid. Because if you truly believe in the Bible, we should be rejoicing, knowing that this is God's plan. No matter how bad it looks. This is God's plan. And you know what? Just like we, a lot of people, because I've had conversations with those that call themselves Trump supporters, or used to be Trump supporters, is what I call them now, because they're talking about Trump needs to just look at 2024. That's not going to happen. Seriously, it's not going to happen. If this crime that was committed is not addressed now and rectified, there won't be a 2024. For another decent president. And how many of y'all have heard me say this? That President Trump could possibly be the last decent president this nation will ever have. How many of y'all heard? I said this multiple times before the election. I was saying this 2 years ago. He's going to be the last decent president. And it's like I do all these videos. I've done over 1,000 videos. I think I'm close to 2,000 videos. Since the year 2016. And I've constantly talked about the times that we're in and where we're headed and where we're going. And a lot of people that just wouldn't pay attention to it. And it's like I was just talking to myself. I was screaming, we need to vote these Democrats out before 2018. And a lot of people, it's like just fell on deaf ears. And a lot of people, now they get it, why we need, and a lot of people are sitting there saying, well, we need to make sure we vote them out. Seriously, this is it, people. You mean to tell me that they did what they did in this November 3rd and they're not going to do it again? How does that work? How does that work? You know good and well they're going to do it again. They're never going to stop if we don't fix this right now. There's no waiting for the future to try to vote again and fix it. No, fix it now. A crime was committed, and that crime needs to be investigated. I don't care if it was in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 states. It needs to be investigated, because if it happened in one state, who's to say it didn't happen in others? Do me a favor. Hit my like button. Hit the like button. Help me get past the algorithms. It's entirely up to you who sees this video. It's entirely up to you. Please hit the like button. Hit my like button, because you help me get past the algorithm. If you haven't, please subscribe and please follow. Please follow. I have so much more. Like I said, I'm going to be in D.C. and I'm going to be sharing all of the footage. Now, it just makes me wonder, because they're shutting down these hotels discriminating against Trump supporters. Because how many hotels have you seen burnt up because of Trump supporters? How many? Zero. So what is the reasoning for shutting down hotels discriminating against Trump supporters? What's the reasoning? It's not that we're bringing violence. It's not that we're going to tear the hotels up, because Trump supporters have not done that. Because if Trump supporters had burned up a hotel or something, it would have been all over the 7 o'clock news. It would have been all over social media, everywhere. Trump supporters burned down hotel. Never happened. Their only reason for doing it is because they don't want people to show up to D.C. to show their support for President Trump and this country. China's behind so much of this. There's so much information coming out about China. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. To give you an example, just something that I can talk about because it happened to me firsthand. I had my website, unitesamericafirst.com, on a major known hosting platform. They host people's websites. A major known one. And I'm pretty sure you all have heard the name of it before. When I put that t-shirt out there, Ask China, when I first put that out there, I put my t-shirt, this t-shirt, I created a t-shirt, designed a t-shirt, Ask China, because President Trump was talking about Ask China about this whole CCP virus. And I put that t-shirt out there, and then automatically, right after that, my website started having major problems, and that hosting provider no longer would allow me to add any more products to my website. And then when I would talk to them, they said, oh, there's nothing wrong here. Everything looks fine. Everything looks fine. This is just something that just happened to me. I couldn't add anything new. And then people lost the ability to leave comments on my website. When you go to the articles, because I ask people, I try to read all of those. And I even try to reply to all of them. When people go to the articles on my website that Facebook won't allow anyone to see, when I post them on Facebook, I go there and I read the comments within the article. So I beg everyone to leave me a comment in the article and share the articles. you couldn't leave any articles when I was on this hosting platform. Anyways, long story short, got my website moved off of that hosting and moved it to a different one. Everything works. Everything opened up. That's because the left, they do not want us as Trump supporters, those of us that love this country, to make any kind of income. They've already stated it, that they want to shut down any Trump supporters, prevent all of us from getting jobs. If they find out that you're a Trump supporter and you're unparlor even, they won't even hire you for a job. This is Nazi Germany all over again, driven by the Nazi left in America and throughout the world, actually. The left, this leftist liberalism, it is a virus. It is worse than the COVID. Liberalism is the worst virus on the planet because it adheres to everything of Satan. Liberalism. And it has nothing to do with liberty. Nothing. They've taken it and they twisted it for their demonic ways. Anyone who's out there still believes that, oh, America is going to go back to the normality. Everything's going to be just fine and be normal all over again. Never again America will be the same. Never again will the world be the same. We are headed into the one world order. They're going to start targeting people. If you don't have this, the CCP virus vaccine, if you don't have the vaccine, they're already saying they don't want you to travel. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to implement or try to make some kind of law trying to say, well, if you're coming into D.C., that you need to have your papers, while they're clicking their heels and raising their hand. You need your papers, your vaccine identification chip. Where's it at? We need to scan you. We are here, people. Hear me now. Believe me later on. And it's only because I see the writing on the wall. And what the crazy thing is, most of y'all understand what I'm talking about. Most of y'all get it. Most of y'all see the same thing I'm talking about. I guarantee it. It's just, I'm someone that you physically have never met, and I'm saying it, right? Come on now. How does it work? You know how it works? If you see it, and you know what I'm talking about, that's because we are the body of Christ. And the Holy Spirit will allow us to see what is actually happening. The Holy Spirit, you know, we always say it's the red pill and the blue pill. It's really the Holy Spirit that gives us understanding. That allows us to know the evilness in the world and what they're trying to do. And there are some evil people. The only way I make any kind of income is if people go to my website and they share the articles. The only way I make any income is if someone decides to help me out, send me a donation. That's it. If someone goes to my website and buy a t-shirt, you're helping me out. You're funding this organization. You're helping me. That's where it comes from. I answer to God, and God uses you to keep me here. You understand what I'm saying? God puts it on your heart to make it possible for me to be here. And long as God keeps putting breath in me, I'm not going to stop. As long as God keeps wanting me to do this, I'm not going to stop, because we are that time, people. We're in that age. And you know, I read in the Bible and I see there's like a lot of people that stepped up and do God's work. I love to have that honor, but I don't claim it, but I love to have that honor. I do whatever it is that God wants me to do. We have to remember that God is on our side. The left, they try to say that they believe in God, but they reject God. Even during the DNC, they remove God from their Pledge of Allegiance. They remove God from their platform. What we're seeing is worldwide. what we're seeing is happening all across the planet. And I'm so thankful that God has opened my eyes, and I'm so thankful that I see the truth. I was on Twitter, and the governor of Twitter, he put out a statement, and I made a comment on it, and I was talking about how the left, they reject all the truth and everything, and of course, I had some leftists jump on me, right? And there was one particular dude, he's a black dude, upset with me because I have on a Trump hat, just mad, angry with me because I have on a Trump hat. And this is the type of leftist people that hate for black people to think, right? To think for themselves. And they hate for white people to think for themselves, too. They think that all white people need to be, how did the guy in Georgia say it? Repent for the white privilege or what are their, your white privilege. And this guy attacked me. I mean, just calling me all kind of names, attacking me. And it went on for like a good part of the day. And then I went to sleep. And then the next day, kind of got back into it again. And he's just being really extremely nasty. So you know what what brought it to an end? I said, you know what? Lord, please, Lord, hear my prayers for this man. I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And as soon as I said that in the tweet, that guy on the other end came completely unglued. He said, now that's the type of beep, beep, beep I will not stand for. And I said, you know, only a demon hates to hear in the name of Jesus. And he said, you need to cut that beep, beep, beep out or else. And I said, you know, demons really, really hate the name of Jesus. And I rebuke you, Satan. He blocked me. See, if I'm just having a conversation going back for him, and then I say, I'm going to pray for you and I rebuke you, Satan, let go of this man. The demon in him got upset because the demon did not want to let go. And I shared it, and people were like, wow, dude. And it's the same thing happened when I was in D.C. last time. Antifa and BLM approach us, and they were just being really nasty. And some of y'all seen the video. Just being really nasty. So I started rebuking them in the name of Jesus. And then they started walking away. They started leaving. And a lot of people were like, wow. I was like, there were people like, wow, I can't believe that actually happened. It happened because we're in that time. God is wanting to use us and pour his spirit out onto us. We just have to be willing to accept it. You understand what I'm telling you? We just have to be willing to accept it. We just have to be willing to accept it. We are that generation the Bible talked about, and a lot of people still refuse it. And that's fine. I get it. I mean, I want to be selfish too. I mean, I really do. I'd be lying to say if I don't. I want to be selfish. I want to be successful. I want to have nice things. I do. And I want to be able to have grandchildren one day, sugar them up and send them home and retire peacefully. I'm being extremely selfish and I want that. I really do. So I get it when people sit there and say, no, it's not this generation. Maybe later on. I get it. But I can't avoid the writing on the wall. I can't avoid what's happening right before our very eyes. I can't look the other way when I see it happening. There's a reason why. And I've said this before, and I've told many people this. I didn't ask to do what I'm doing right now. No, not at all. I did IT for 20 plus years. I had no intentions on getting in front of a camera talking about political and biblical events. I had not, never, wasn't my forte. I always believed in God, but I never had any intentions of doing this. I never thought that we would be in this position where America is about to be on the verge of becoming a communist socialist country. And never thought it. Never thunk it. But yet here we are. And President Trump, January 6, 2021. The trumpet. For those that don't know, I've been added to the Antifa hit list. Myself and among other people. I had to get my close family members familiar with firearms, only for protection. But because Antifa added me to their hit list, you know, I have to look to get security. Now, trust me, I believe in God and I believe God will protect me, but God wants me to do my part, right? God wants me to do my part. Like if you get in a vehicle and you know you want to go from point A to point B and you're going to pray to God to get you from point A to point B, but your gas hand is on E, God's just not going to fill your tank up. You got to stop at the gas station and put gas in it. You understand what I'm saying? You still got to do your part. The part is you got to stop and put gas in it so you can pray that God's going to be with you from point A to point B. Same thing here. I've asked people to help me out, you know, so I can pay for some security. I don't have a lot. I'm not asking for a lot, but maybe someone out there is willing to come with me each one of those days. I'm flying in on the 4th. I fly in on the 4th, and I'm going to fly out on the 8th because I'm going to stay the day after the 6th. And if nothing else, maybe I can just get security for the 5th and the 6th because I'm pretty sure that night before is probably going to be somewhat heated, the night before and on the 6th. Maybe on the 7th, the dust will settle, or maybe the country will be where we never thought it would be in our lifetimes. You know what I'm talking about. I've given up so much. I technically lost my IT job that I worked IT for over 20 plus years. And I technically lost my job because they found out that I was a Trump supporter. I was in California. They pushed me out when they found out that I was a Trump supporter. And now today, they don't want Trump supporters to even hold a job. That's why right now, Google and Twitter and Facebook, when I post my articles, they don't allow anyone to see my articles because they know I was making an income, a small amount. It's not a huge amount, but it's a small amount. I have writers for my website, and I have to pay those writers. And they know how it works. And most of the stuff is opinionated based, right? But they hit me so hard that it's like I have to swallow my pride. And I say this multiple times, I have to swallow my pride and ask for help. Because I would love to just be able to just, you know, do an honest job, honest living. That's all I want to do. Make an honest living. But because the left want to destroy Trump supporters, they're preventing it because they control that. And shame on us for allowing it to happen, but they do. They control it. And they like it. They like being able to hurt Trump supporters. They like it. And see, as far as us, we don't go out there and try to deliberately hurt those on the left. You know what I'm saying? To give you an example, in California, I can't remember the gentleman's name. It was Mozilla. It was a browser company. He's over Mozilla. And he said that he was against with Proposition 8 or whatever that was for like the whole same-sex thing in California. He said he was against it, and I think he made a donation, something like that. Well, the left found out, and he was like a CEO or something. The left found out about it, and they put so much pressure on the company fired him because of his political beliefs and his religious beliefs. They fired him. So the left, when they find out that you are a Trump supporter or that you believe in Christ and you love this country, they go out of their way to try to destroy you. Not just physically, financially, mentally, spiritually. They try to destroy you every which way that they can. They don't hold back. Lola, thank you so much on Cash App. Debbie and Kara, thank you so much on Cash App. Thank you so much. Let's see. That's interesting. Thought it was live on D-Live, but it's not there. But anyways, Chantith, if I'm saying it right, Chantith. Chanthia, report. He says, report flights to D.C. January 5th and 6th are sold out. Wow. Wow. Holly, well, thank you for that. Holly, prayers for miracles for all of our innocent kids. Yes, we need to get them out of harm's way of the Democrat Party. Absolutely. Hazel, thank you so much. God bless everyone. Sherry, thank you so much. Cheryl, thank you so much. Karen, thank you so much. Sound Mind, thank you so much. Please read 2 Thessalonians 2, 9, 11. I will do that. Thank you. Second Amendment, there will three percenters in Michigan want to give you security. Oh, three percenters in Michigan want to give you security for free. I gave you my info and Venmo. Okay, awesome. I will check it out. Thank you so much. I mean, I've had people in the past say they don't want to take any pay. I'm going to buy you dinner. I'm going to do that at least. I mean, I'll do whatever it takes. Because I truly believe God will put it on people's heart to make it possible so I can get security for those days and don't have to worry about it. I will look at that Second Amendment. Thank you so much. Mastermind, I will stand beside you, brother. I'm arriving in D.C. on the 4th. Okay, cool. Thank you so much. Hopity who. I like that. Thank you. Sherman, thank you so much for sponsoring this broadcast. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Taryn Johnson, thank you so much. Denise, thank you so much. Sandra, thank you so much on Cash App. Let me look over here on Venmo. For some reason, it doesn't tell me when someone sends one here lately. Robin, thank you so much. Sandra on Venmo, thank you so much. Karen on Venmo, thank you so much. All right, I will look through here. Okay, yeah, I see you here, Second Amendment. I see you here on the Venmo. I will reach back out. See, that's the thing I love about Venmo is that people can we can talk to each other on Venmo. Please hit my like button, hit my like button, hit my like button. Please hit my like button. Please hit the like button. That's how we get past the algorithm. Let me see. JJ Money, so happy to see your face and hear your voice, Will. Thought we lost you on YouTube. No, I'm still here. I'm still here. And if you can't find me here, go to UAF.media. UAF.media. You'll see all of the platforms, all of the links that I am on, wherever I am. UAF.media. You can find me everywhere there. UAF.media. Teresa, thank you so much. God called into existence the archangel to use when demons need a rough hand. We can call upon their strength. You're absolutely right. Tumbleweed, thank you so much for sponsoring the broadcast. You're absolutely right. God has made it clear. It's in God's word that we can call on the angels to help us out. We can call on the angels. Michael, thank you so much. Mexico just went into lockdown and 10.3 million Mexicans lost power. Wow. Watch out, southern border. That's interesting. That's crazy. That's crazy. All right, let me go over here real quick because I want to, because some people do PayPal and I want to acknowledge there as well. Let me do it from here. Thank you so much. Lyra, thank you so much. On PayPal. Stella, thank you so much. Cynthia, thank you so much. Mary, thank you so much. And Barbara, thank you so much on PayPal. That's going to really help. So, like, if the guys that I get to be security, I'm going to buy them dinner. You're buying them dinner. You're going to buy them dinner because I'm going to make sure they eat and they're fed well. Thank you so much for all of that. It's just so amazing for us to be where we are. And I give it all to God. I give all that I am to God. As flawed as I am, I do believe God is using me. As flawed as I am, imperfect that I am, all the mistakes that I make and God still uses me, I find it a complete honor. You and I, we are the body of Christ. And I'm so, so blessed. So blessed. Let me say one more thing here. And this is something that's been kind of weighing on my heart. And I'm trying to figure out how can I say this and how can I relate this to where people can understand it. You know, when I go to a lot of events and a lot of people see me, and they walk up to me and say, Will, I want to meet you. And, you know, people go like they go like, it's like I know you, right? They say, because they see all the videos that I've done and they see me and it's just like, I know you. But this is the first time for me meeting a lot of people. And I don't know if anyone else has thought about it like this. Maybe I just think about it because I think we're all God's children and we were all together before we came here. Before we came to this planet, I truly believe that we were all together. We just don't remember. And when we all leave here and we see each other, we're going to know each other. And we will see each other like we're all just famous, like we're all stars. See, I don't ever claim to be famous. I really don't think that I am famous. I don't claim to be a star or any of that. I'm just a person, have many flaws, fighting for this country. But a lot of people say, oh, you're famous. And I'm like, no, I don't see it that way. I just see it that we don't remember each other here. And when we go places and when you see a familiar face and people see me, and it's like, oh, yeah, I remember you because I see you a lot on the internet. I seen you. But when we leave here and we're in the presence of God, we will know each other and we will remember each other and we'll be excited to see each other. See, that's what goes through my mind. And I'm like, that is so awesome to me. That we'll just remember each other and we'll be excited every single time we see each other and we'll be in the presence of God and we will just know God's power. That is so wonderful. So January 6th, if you can get to D.C., this is it, D-Day, Washington, D.C. This is it, people. This is it. Now, I've seen a lot of House members saying that they're going to reject the Electoral College. What needs to take place is that you need to reach out to all of these senators, these Republican senators, and tell them to do the right thing. Because to my understanding, you just need one representative in the House to object to what the Democrats are trying to present. And you just need one representative in the Senate to object to what the Democrats are trying to present. Just one. One and one. These senators, I put out on my social media, and you know, Facebook's not going to allow people to see it for the most part. Very few get to see it. Very few get to see anything on my Facebook feed right now. If you're watching this video on Facebook right now, consider yourself lucky. Consider yourself privileged. Because other than that, they won't allow you to see it. I'm just going here to see. I'm going here to Facebook to see. Am I even live on Facebook? Yes, I am. If you're watching this on Facebook, you're lucky to see this. And I'm not saying you're privileged or, you know, anything because you get to see Will Johnson. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that Facebook is not blocking you. So you have privileges that a lot of us don't have. That's what I'm talking about. January 6th. January 6th, 2021. Thank you for hitting that like button, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you for hitting the like button. Thank you for hitting the like button. God bless you. God bless America. See you tomorrow.
There is power in one name that is above all names. On this one name, all things can be done. No other name has brought so much joy and so much comfort to the world. Only one name has power over the heavens and the earth. You can call on this one name, and all of the angels will hear you. Every knee will be on the ground for the one with this name. The one with this name paid the ultimate price for us all. The one with this name is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the King of Kings. The one with this name, Jesus.
This is Will Johnson here. Thank you for listening. Please head on over to uniteamericafirst.com and support me today. I am listener supported. God bless.